Impressionism 2022.
There is art that is meant for galleries and museums, yes. But also, there is simpler and smaller art that is for business. This probably does not represent a lot of money, but it will pay for healthy snacks and an occasional doodad thingamajig. Which brings us to the topic of Impressionism in the year 2022. Or as I like to call it,
Impressionism of the Future.
Impressionism is not just about being swift with the shape and lovely with the color. It used to be that you would exhibit in a museum and a little bit later out on the streets full of people. There were good artists, good paintings, and really good snacks. And of course, pretty good and empty walls to hang paintings on. Today things are a little bit different. But people still want art. Though they may not know it yet. The first time I looked at an Impressionist painting, I saw the encoding of color. Shape and color reference. Those are the two things that we just conquered with the ridiculously named Catpie technique. Yet again, we can move to the next step, which is asking the subject if perhaps, maybe, they would care to parlay by sending them an Impressionist painting. Oh yeah, you can add more color, smooth things out a bit more, certainly. But you first must negotiate a proper price. That is the basic difference between an Impressionist painting and a realistic painting. One takes an hour or two, and the other five. Of course, Impressionism is an art style in itself, and some people will wish to purchase the Impressionist version, and that is okay too. It is extremely fair. You didn't spend a full day on it, and you don't have to charge the full price. People who don't like realism are amazing, and they have an amazing taste. For them, realism may actually take something away from your masterpiece. This is not a mere observation, by the way, but a great philosophical lesson. They do have great wisdom in their choice of art. You may need to reach out to strangers, internet personalities, and such. And if you encounter people who aren't interested in a purchase, then make the eyes and nose better or different, and put it in your online store as a generic portrait from your imagination. It is impossible to create art that is not useful. Beyond that, you should consider that a lot of people will not know that they want to own a piece of art. In fact, you may need to demonstrate the work of art on canvas in a generic wall, but also on a desktop computer background, a tablet that is sitting on a desk, and a phone, lock, or home screen. People need to see how art fits into their life to make a reasonable choice about the purchase. As to who to paint, where to start, just look through your YouTube bookmarks. Find a neat scene and use the Catpie technique to create a beautiful Impressionist painting. At the very least, it will make someone smile, you'll get a portfolio piece, and a portrait for your main online store. It may be of some interest to you to look at portrait gigs on Fiverr, portraits on Etsy, and perhaps even at Design Crowd. Here, people request work, so it is the other way around, and perhaps asking prices may be lower. But in the world of Impressionism, that is not exactly a problem. Impressionism is so lovely that you are basically creating a low-resolution work of art. Low brushstroke resolution, let's call it that. Eventually, it will take just an hour or less, and sometimes $20-$30 is an A-okay price. But the customer also has the option of asking you to spend more time on it, adding more detailed brush strokes, and more details in general. This is what I call Impressionism 2022, one of the most marvelous art inventions, still a hot potato.